Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
So I want you to understand, my emphasis is on process here. The win is usually a process thing. It's identity, it's relationship, it's how are we communicating together. It's process. Also though, you need to know the outcomes. The outcomes, which is what do they want and what do you want? What are the things? What is the content? And how do you want to feel after? How do you want to feel after? See, we think we're fighting about things. What we are really chasing is the feeling after resolution. We are chasing the feeling after resolution. Really, what I want to feel is more connected to you. Really, what I want to feel is that this thing is decided and we don't have to argue about it anymore. Who's ever given in and given something to somebody in an argument because you just wanted the argument to be over? Yeah? See, your win was a feeling of release. But if you don't know that what you're really after is the feeling of resolution and release, and you keep chasing the things, sometimes, even if you win the argument, you're losing the war. You're not getting it. It's like, yeah, you debated good. You got the thing, but now the feeling is unresolved. The thing got resolved, but the feeling is unresolved. So if you would, in your notes, process, outcome, and feeling. So if I'm going to work with you, and you're a leader, and you're fighting with your board, I just had this a couple of weeks ago, it's like I'm consulting this Fortune 100 company, and this new CEO got brought in, and it's just like this huge battle, and da-da-da-da, and I go in, and I said, here's something sometimes we forget to consider. Process, outcome, feeling. If we have this as a framework, let's start the conversation about how do we want this process to go? What are the things we're trying to get? And what would make everyone feel good at the end? And they're like, who are you? And I said, let's just try it. And there was so much resistance. Nobody liked it in terms of the idea. But then I said, who would like to go first? Like a bunch of seventh graders. Me, though, I'm gonna go. Okay. Walk that person through. Then the next person walked through, and the next person walked through, and the next person walked through. And it found they had so much more common ground than they thought, but they were stuck on the outcome bullets that they thought they needed. Resolution happened in 2.5 hours. They've been fighting for 3 CEOs. It's not that hard. It's just a different way of thinking about it. But I want you to write that down. Process, outcome, feeling. I want you to be aware of it. Now, it's okay if your partner isn't aware of it. It makes you a weapon. You have the competitive advantage because now you've got a secret weapon. Unconsciously, you know these things. And now, oh, you're winning process and you're winning feeling. Those are the bookends between the outcome. Process, feeling, outcomes in the middle. If you win the bookends, the outcomes almost sort themselves out. It's crazy. If you win the either side of the things that you think you're fighting about, process and feeling, it's almost like the outcomes are so much easier to debate and to solve because you want things to be good. So please know yours, know what you want in those areas and communicate them. This means you say, hey, when we talk about this, talk about the process you would like. Can we have a conversation tonight like this? But you're gonna have to talk about these things explicitly because people don't know. People don't know. How many of you have ever been shocked that someone did not realize they were hurting your feelings? Have you ever just gone, do you know you're hurting me? And they don't see it? That's why you have to explicitly say it. The most important thing in all people, everything in people skills, the most important thing I told you is energy. E, energy. Second most important thing is explicit communication. Explicit. The words that you say. Everyone says it's nonverbals. I'm like, no. They're not understanding that communication research at all. You know, 80% of communication is nonverbal. Well, yeah, because you can see the person. No, but resolution is about what are we saying together?
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with 3 of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag #GrowthDay. That's #GrowthDay because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video. And you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.